Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Your Fairfield area weather forecast: thunderstorms throughout the day with an 80% chance of rain. Highs near 74 and a low of 59. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. More state dollars are being promised to the state's community colleges. Mike Dreith reports.
Representatives for the Illinois Community College Board told a Senate Appropriations Committee late last week that they're looking forward to a period of stability in higher education after weathering several years of state government dysfunction. Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal is the same as the two-year college's request of $388 million. The Illinois college system serves more than 675,000 students at 48 institutions. The Pritzker budget counteracts the ill effects of a multi-year budget impasse, which occurred under former Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. State Senator Dale Ryder, a Republican who serves the WFIW-WOKZ listening area, questioned a $13.2 million expenditure in the appropriation set aside for the City Colleges of Chicago that's been in place for several years to offset property tax caps. Lawmakers and ICCB representatives agreed to continue to discuss the formula used to administer these grants, as well as the specialized funding for Chicago equalization. Reporting for WFIW-WOKZ News, I'm Mike Dreith.
More news after this.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary, and we'll keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
The 7th Annual Community Art Show is Friday, April 26th at Frontier Community College. Julie Bryant, the college's Coordinator of Public Information and Marketing, says there will be a number of categories for both adults and students.
The categories you can compete in for this year are drawing, graphic design, painting, photography, sculpture, stained glass, and textiles, which is a new category this year. We added the category of textiles because last year we received a few pieces of beautiful artwork, but we weren't really sure where to place them, so it was kind of awkward for those pieces. So this year we added textiles, which can include quilting, embroidery, needlework. Anything that includes textiles can be entered in that category.
Each participant will be allowed to enter a maximum of 3 individual pieces. There are no entry fees. Brian said this year there will be a number of featured artists on hand.
The featured artists for drawing are Amy Loss, graphic design is Macer Boroviak, painting is Vicky Gifford, photography is John Baylor, sculpture is Cheyenne Garrison, stained glass is Barb Etheridge, and textiles is Gayla Templeman.
Awards for the event will be presented at 7 p.m. on the night of the 26th. An overall best of show will be decided along with a People's Choice Award for both the student and high school levels. First, second, and third place will be recognized in each category with monetary prizes. The fight over a progressive income tax is underway, and Senate Republicans are trying to make it harder for income taxes to be raised in the state of Illinois. They want a 2/3 majority to be required to pass any law that bumps up tax rates or increases fees. Republican Dan McConchie says they want to find a way to hold the line on proposed hikes to the taxes and fees.
So far, we've had about $4.5 billion in new taxes that have been put forward, including income tax, bag tax, gas tax, marijuana tax, a vaping tax, expand sales tax to include services, sports betting, and I think I'm probably missing one or two.
The bill looks likely to go nowhere. 3/5 of lawmakers will have to approve the proposed amendment.
Spring represents a busy time of year for Illinois beekeepers as they check their hives to see which colonies survived the tough winter. Larry Krangle keeps up to 30 bee colonies in McHenry County and estimates he lost 60% of his bees over the winter.
We always have difficulty getting bees through the winter, and in recent years that problem has gotten to be more difficult. Bees have a lot of challenges that didn't exist 30, 40, 50 years ago. And a lot of times we go into the winter, you know, hoping for the best. And then as the winter progresses, we start realizing that we're losing colonies during the winter. And even now, when we're only a month away from the first good forage, there are still some colonies that will not make that last month.
Krangle, who represents the northern part of the state on the board of Illinois State Beekeepers Association, says beekeeping has been growing in Illinois. The state requires they be registered with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Statistics show Illinois has over 4,300 beekeepers. That's close to 600 more than the previous year.
As we get to spring now and it starts getting warmer, that cluster starts becoming larger. They spread out. They don't need to keep each other warm as much. And actually, once we get to the low 50s on a sunny day, you'll start seeing the bees flying.
Krangle says if you want to help get honeybees off to a strong start, leave the dandelions alone since they can provide a bountiful early source of nectar and pollen for bees. In all, Illinois beekeepers manage more than 30,000 colonies of bees across the state. Teens will learn more about giving consent in their sex education classes under a bill that passed the House Thursday. Kim Howard has the story.
The legislation provides a clear definition of what constitutes consent for teachers to talk about with students. Representative Ann Williams of Chicago is sponsoring the bill.
We need to arm our students with the tools to understand consent, understand what it means to develop and establish healthy and safe relationships.
The measure now moves to the Senate. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And finally, the river stages as of early this morning. Little Wabash, east of Fairfield, stands at 23.40 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 6.02 feet, and the Little Wabash below Clay City is at 11.42 feet. Flood stage is 18 foot. We had 0.2 of rain in the gauge here in Fairfield this morning. Obituaries are next.
Afternoons with the Double D airs from 1 to 4 each weekday afternoon on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Double D, your host, and I play classic hit songs from the 60s through the 90s while also giving out song facts. If you are a business owner and are interested in being a sponsor of this fun and positive radio show, you can call the radio station at 618-842-2159 or email our marketing specialist through the Contact Us page on our website, WFIWradio.com.
Providing the best care to every generation is the goal at Wabash General Hospital's new Albion Clinic. The clinic is open and is accepting appointments for all ages, newborn to geriatrics. A team of providers will offer family medicine, internal medicine, orthopedics, sports medicine, and general surgery at 26 East Elm Street in Albion. The clinic is open Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call 618-445-8170 to schedule your appointment today.
Area Deaths, brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Mary Elizabeth Vaughn died at 9:46 a.m. Thursday, April 4th at Oakview Nursing and Rehabilitation in Mount Carmel. She was a nurse. Mary is survived by her father Glenn Horton of Fairfield, son Jeremy Horton of Fairfield, one grandson, and a brother, Richard Horton, of Fairfield. Per family's request, Mary Vaughn's body will be cremated, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. 84-year-old Marjorie Ann Hedrick of Mount Airy died Friday, April 5th, at Flora Gardens in Flora. Marge was born April 8, 1934, to James Samuel Lewis and Hazel A. Shannon in Mount Airy. She married James Hedrick on June 17, 1952 in Mount Airy, and he survives. Marge was a homemaker and worked the farm with her husband. She was a member of West United Methodist Church in Mount Airy. Marge is survived by her husband James Hedrick of Mount Airy, two daughters Nancy Schneider of Edwardsville and Kathy Sachs of Mount Airy,
one son, Randy Hedrick of Mount Airy, 8 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, 4 sisters, Gladys Lambrick of Glen Carbon, Mary Lou Simpson of Fairfield, Betty Inlow of Mount Airy, and Peggy Watson of Edwardsville, Illinois. A graveside service will be held at 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 7th at McHenry Cemetery near Mount Airy. Memorials may be directed to the West United Methodist Church in Mount Airy. Hoselton Meredith Funeral Home is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. Jeffrey Dwight Berger, 57, a resident of Wayne City, Illinois, passed away at his home on Friday, April 5th of 2019. He was born in Fairfield, Illinois on May 6th of 1961 to Roland and Marjorie Berger, who both survive. He worked as a farmer, and he loved spending his time outdoors. He loved to go hunting and also loved to go searching for Indian rocks and arrowheads. He was of the Christian faith. Jeffrey Dwight Berger is survived by both parents, Roland and Marjorie Berger of Wayne City, 2 daughters, Amber Berger of Vincennes, Indiana, and Ashley Berger of McLeansboro, 2 sons, Jordan Berger and Dalton Berger, both of McLeansboro, a granddaughter, 3 sisters, Vicki Weinsberg of Wayne City, Debbie Trotter of Wayne City, and Sherry West of Fairfield, Illinois, as well as several aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. He was preceded in death by his grandparents and 2 nephews, Heath Thompson and Adam West. Funeral services for Jeffrey Berger will be held at 12 noon on Monday, April 8th of 2019, at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City, with Brother Robert Greenwalt officiating. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon on Monday. Burial will follow at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Memorials may be made to help towards Tinley Berger's future college education and will be accepted at Young Funeral Home. Obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's forecast calls for thunderstorms and an 80% chance of rain. Highs near 74 with a low of 59. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting.